WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A former Texas A&M AgriLife Extension employee is accused of stealing more than $24,000 in fraudulent checks and unauthorized charges. Lieutenant Alan Barone with the Texas A&M Police Department says 44-year-old Lorenza Nunez of Navasota worked as a business coordinator supporting the 4-H Foundation during her employment from October of 2010 until this January.
The investigation determined that she had created and used fraudulent checks from the Texas 4-H Foundation checking account, as well as making unauthorized payments and purchases with a Texas 4-H Foundation credit card, and the total amount was in excess of $20,000.
Purchases included payments to Entergy and Amazon.com. Barone says Nunez turned herself in on Monday after a warrant was made for her arrest. She bonded out the same day at $6,000. And three Walmart employees are accused of stealing close to $21,000 worth of merchandise from the Bryan Walmart over several months. Bryan police say that in February of last year, it was reported that several employees had been sneaking electronic items such as televisions, game stations, and iPod touches out of the back of the store. A lengthy investigation resulted in the arrests of Jacob B. Woodard, Damian Parhams, and Kelvin Caldwell. Woodard is currently in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of a bond of $10,000. Parhams was confined Sunday and released Monday on a $5,000 bond, as was Caldwell. Investigation continues after a 1-year-old drowned in a Caldwell Motel bathtub over the weekend. Spokesman Julie Moody with Texas Department of Family and Protective Services says she's not exactly sure of the events that took place prior to the drowning, but CPS has current custody of the couple's other child, a 2-year-old.
So far, since January 1st, there have been 3 children across the state of Texas drowning in bathtubs. And it's really important for people and for parents and grandparents and other caregivers to pay attention to their children, whether it's in a swimming pool or a bathtub.
Moody says CPS is investigating neglectful supervision on the part of both parents. And a Curtin man was killed Monday after his ATV flipped over. Chief Deputy Sheriff Jim Stewart says 78-year-old Morris Endler was near the stock pond adjacent to his property using the ATV to perform maintenance work.
It appeared that he got too close to the embankment. The stock tank is low, so there was about a 4 or 5 foot drop off. And it appeared that the ATV got to the edge and then rolled over and trapped him underneath. We just got the autopsy results and he ended up suffocating because of his position underneath the ATV.
Investigators believe Endler might have been spraying chemicals around the stock pond. And the fifth year of 50 Men Who Can Cook raised almost $112,000 to help the College Station school system. Cal McNeil, president of the CSISD Education Foundation, says 64 men donated their time by taking a health class and preparing 200 samples, while more than 1,200 attendees helped make the cook-off a success.
It continued increasing our grants with our teachers, which allows our educators to think outside the box of new ways to use technology, to use different ideas and teaching methods that aren't traditionally supported through the budget process. And it's just a wonderful deal to see the cutting-edge technology in the classroom, the teachers having the freedom.
McNeil says about $65,000 will go towards grants, and some will go towards Success 24/7. He says the distribution of checks, which will be in mid-April, is an especially moving experience. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, isn't that the strangest thing? Okay, let's see here. Is it Monday?
It feels like it. Yeah, no, it's Wednesday.
Let's see. Okay.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. 1-800-444-2810. 1-800-444-2810. 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
613, let's do some weather now. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Astronomically speaking, today is the first day of spring, and temperatures will be very spring-like across the area. We'll have clearing skies and a high right around 70 later today. It'll be partly cloudy near 50 overnight. Tomorrow, clouding up, highs very close to 75. Mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow night, a low of 60. Friday, there'll be lots of clouds across the region, and the highs on Friday will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball chalked up another win. The guys got back after it in football yesterday, and the NCAA tournament started last night. All that and more coming up with sports at 6:50.
You know, it's Appalachian Spring there.
Yeah, for the first Copeland. Day of.
Yeah, you know, Aaron Copland music there to get us started with that.
I like it. I like yeah. it.
This was actually, was it the 20th century, I think, that with Walter Cronkite, a 30-minute news show that used to run on Sundays, and that's, I think that's the music that they used for that. But,
well, fun.
So there we are. It's the danged vernal equinox. So, I guess if the
after all this inspiring music, it's the danged vernal equinox.
What can I say? I'm afraid we'll have clouds this morning. Maybe we won't tonight. But if you ever want to get true north, true anything. But if you want to get true east and true west, the sun rises in true east today, and then of course sets in true west this evening. So, get ready for that. What else? Let's see. Oh, it actually arrived at 6:02 right there as Fox News was ending. So we're 13 minutes into spring.
Woohoo!
And it's also International Earth Day. And it's also the Great American Meat Out Day if you want to celebrate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah,
okay. And it's also...
What's a meat out?
No meat today.
You don't eat meat.
Oh!
So there. And it's Kick Butts Day. So there. I'm thinking, you know, if you own the vegetarian restaurant in Amarillo, well... Why would you have a vegetarian restaurant in Amarillo, right?
What were you thinking?
Yeah, for all you earth chicks and dudes, there you go. Then probably wouldn't have a lot of people who'd want to be a part of that. A Pennsylvania woman hated the sound of train whistles so much that she parked her car on the train tracks to stop them from blowing through her town. See, that's not going to work.
It's kind of a half-brained idea.
Brilliant logic.
Bridget Nixon was arrested after she told police that she was tired of the trains blowing their whistle. She reportedly explained that she parked her car on the tracks so a train would hit it.
Did she hold her fingers up and say, "I am not a thief"?
Yeah, exactly. And so anyway, I did that ahead of the birthdays. Just because, you know.
Get that knocked out nice and early, did
sure,
you?
What? You know what?
What?
You run this show. You can do whatever you want.
Well, that's true. But generally, we have this format. And, you know, and there's Kevin going, okay.
Forget the format.
But instead, you know, I went off.
You're just letting your creativity
inspire
you.
That's what it is. All right, let's do some birthdays now.
We're early, aren't we?
Oh, are we? We got to do the good morning song, don't we?
Yeah.
See?
Oh, well, we can do that.
Well, as you well know, Kevin, today, you know, I got off my schedule because I didn't do something that I normally do, plus the fact I got in here 2 minutes late.
Oh, we wouldn't tell
And that makes all the difference in the world.
And we were commenting, actually we were commenting, he was in the control room. I said, I'm 2 minutes late. And he said, yes, only people who get up at this hour of the morning would understand that. So, but for all those people who are laying in bed going, what the hell happened to my morning? What happened? He's supposed to do this to get things started.
There we go. Okay. Right back on that. Schedule.
Oh, got it. It's going to be a good we'll see.
Morning. It's going to be a good morning.
Well, I don't know. It's early.
Happy spring.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We got a lot of info. Nation. Yeah, I'm just waiting for the pollen.
Waiting?
Yeah, I know.
You taking a look at the cars outside?
Well, but whatever it is isn't bothering me, so it's just when I get the pollen, it starts bothering me, right?
After all. Yellow coating on everything.
Yeah, it is. It's out there.
Not after the hail last night, though.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that. It didn't wake me up. Yeah.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, it's 618. Did you know that today is the first day of spring? I don't know if you'd heard that or not.
No.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I arrived at 6:02 this morning.
That darn vernal equinox.
Yeah, so there you go. That's it. The day is the same length as the night. You
know, now made like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And we know Earth Day and all this. All right, now we can do some birthdays.
Birthdays. Yeah. Let me see.
Wait, I took you by surprise?
No. I was covering because I don't know how to say the last name.
Oh, okay.
It's Freema Agrimen?
Brown.
Freeman Brown, 34 years old. She was in Doctor Who.
Oh, see, now then there are people who might not even know. There are people out there who don't even know what Doctor Who is. So, you know, well, am I wrong?
No.
All right. I've never watched a second of Doctor
Who.
Well,
that is your own problem.
Well, whatever, though. I mean, it's just,
that is a tragedy.
Right. I choose not to, but there are a lot of people that didn't even know the show existed. But anyway, moving on.
Cedric Yarbrough is 40. He was in Reno 911.
Ah.
Which, when it first started, was a hilarious show.
Deputy Jones. Yeah, they ran out of material, really.
But it was funny.
Yeah, it was. I agree.
Doctor Who's been around since the 40s. I would have thought you would have seen it.
Nope. Never have.
They've
never
had black and white episodes.
Nope. Never did. Never.
Michael Rapaport, 43 years old.
Uh-huh.
Kathy Ireland is 50.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. She's like a swimsuit model. Now, is she the one who's married to Harry Connick Jr.? Is that right?
You know, I don't know.
I'll have to go look that up.
I really don't know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Holly Hunter is 55.
I like her.
I do, too.
Well, of course, she was in Raising Arizona, which is one of my favorite movies. But, yeah. Okay.
Slim Jim Phantom.
Huh?
From the Stray Cats, he's 52.
Oh, okay.
Spike Lee, 56.
Yeah.
Stevie Ray's older brother, Jimmy Vaughn, is 62.
He's the one who's still alive. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes, he
that
is.
That wasn't very nice, was it?
Okay. William Byrd is 63.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake and is 63. John DeLisi is 65. He was Q on Star Trek.
Ah.
Bobby Orr, one of the most famous hockey pictures, if you're a hockey fan, ever taken.
Mm-hmm.
He's 65 today. Pat Riley from the Miami Heat and L.A. Lakers, 68. Yeah. Hal Linden, Mr. Barney Miller, is 82.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Rob Reiner, who's done a couple movies.
He has. No.
Or no, I'm sorry, Carl Reiner.
It's Daddy, yeah. It's
who's
Daddy.
Also done a couple movies.
Yeah, he has.
Is 91.
Yeah.
And Hetty have taken better care of himself, both Jerry Reed and Fred Rogers.
Oh, wow. You know, Carl Reiner really has. Carl Reiner is a comic genius, and I think his son...
I would agree.
...certainly got that from him. But, So, Mr. Rogers, huh?
Would have been had he taken better care of
him. Okay, well, you know, it's going to happen to us all. What? Yes.
Oh, just going to
Did you have a Mr. Rogers remembrance you wanted to give us?
Oh, I just love Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Rogers is cool.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Heroin addicts, crack addicts, drug addicts in general, alcoholics. I mean, they can't stop themselves. Democrats cannot stop with their expansion of government and their willingness to tax and build their power by redistribution. It's only going to be us, the American people, that stops them. I mean, over a long period, we now have CBO estimate $6.2 trillion of new debt. That is new Obama debt. By the time it's over, that's going to be $18 trillion. You watch. I mean, now finally, Democrats are acknowledging It's going to be a very tough transition. Prices are going to be much higher than we anticipated. In other words, conservatives were right in all their predictions of what Obamacare would do to the health care system.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work-from-home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com. In her spare time from her kitchen table, Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Throw in the towel, those worn out, outdated window coverings. They're not going to survive another spring cleaning. They've hung in there long enough. Now you can replace them with Blinds.com. Now that's where Jill and I, we went for designer blinds and shades and shutters and drapes, and check out the remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades, and they install in seconds. You don't need any tools, no drilling, no brackets. Visit Blinds.com. You get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Things are looking up for the airlines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Airlines around the world should see improvements in their bottom lines this year. The International Air Transport Association raised its outlook for the global airline industry. The IATA says a pickup in passenger demand should generate most of an expected revenue increase over last year, but cargo traffic is also showing an uptick. It is legal to resell books and other copyrighted items that are made in foreign countries. The Supreme Court upheld a federal law that says once a company sells a copyrighted product, the buyer has the right to resell it at a later time. The ruling came in the case of a Thai man who bought English language textbooks in developing countries and resold them on eBay to American students for less than the U.S. sticker prices. Publishers sought to block the sales. Yahoo may make its first big acquisition since Marissa Mayer took over as chief executive. The internet media company is in talks to buy a controlling stake in the online video site Dailymotion. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing or choose big cash savings. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Get great deals at any of Shoppa Farm Supply's 5 locations or online at sfstractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com. Shoppa's Farm Supply. We are John Deere.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Erin Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit CINTAS.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
This is the story of three little pigs in today's economy. The first little pig built his house of stocks, bonds, and insurance, and then saw it blow away with the first winds of economic change. The second little pig built his financial future on real estate, but when the housing bubble burst, so did his financial house. The third little pig built his house with American Bullion, the trusted name in 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. That little piggy discovered the security, safety, and stability that comes with American Bullion and their first-class customer service. And unlike other gold companies, American Bullion handles all the paperwork, hassle-free and tax-free. Call 1-800-678-6923 now and see how simple working with American Bullion can be. And when you call 1-800-678-6923, you'll receive your own gold guide and the book, The Next Wave, absolutely free. So call 1-800-678-6923 now and discover American Bullion. Peace of gold, peace of mind. Call now.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. And, hey, we did get some rain. You know, it didn't look like it was going to, and then it suddenly built up and came on with a vengeance. So that was good. We, you know, lots of us needed it. And a little light show to go along with it. And while I didn't happen to see it, Kevin said that he had some hail over at his place. Anyway, looks like most all the rain has moved out of here. It's down along I-10, kind of between Giddings and Houston, and then there's some just up north of Houston. But as far as we're concerned, apparently what we were going to get is all we are going to get is what we've already had. So we'll look for a high temperature today of about 72, winds out of the northeast at 10 to 15, so that ought to feel pretty nice. About 49 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, 73, but it'll be another one of those windy days, gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Slight chance of showers back into the forecast on Friday as we approach 80 degrees. Our high temperature on Saturday, about 75, and then Sunday, it's nice again, 72 degrees with sunshiny skies. Again, right now, 93% relative humidity. We have 57 degrees out there on the first morning of spring.
Spending too much time worrying about the future and regretting the past can make you unhappy, which can make your kids unhappy. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This is the story of three little pigs in today's economy. The first little pig built his house of stocks, bonds, and insurance, and then saw it blow away with the first winds of economic change. The second little pig built his financial future on real estate, but when the housing bubble burst, so did his financial house. The third little pig built his house with American Bullion, the trusted name in 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. That little piggy discovered the security, safety, and stability that comes with American Bullion and their first-class customer service. And unlike other gold companies, American Bullion handles all the paperwork, hassle-free and tax-free. Call 1-800-678-6923 now and see how simple working with American Bullion can be. And when you call 1-800-678-6923, you'll receive your own gold guide and the book, The Next Wave, absolutely free. So call 1-800-678-6923 now and discover American Bullion. Peace of gold, peace of mind. Call now.
When you look around at television and the news, we're surrounded by negativity.
And I think that's our culture. We're brought up to look at the negative, and we're actually brought up to always look at what we do wrong, not what we do right.
Todd Patkin, author of the book Finding Happiness.
We do 100 things right in a day. We all will make at least one mistake because we're human. And we have it so that if we do a trillion things right in a day and make one mistake, most people discard the trillion, focus on the one, tell themselves how lousy they are, how stupid they are, till the next day when they will invariably find another.
Regret and worry are two more big obstacles to being happy.
Studies show that the average American spends 70% of the time in their mind, not in the present. So they're either in the past regretting, you know, why did my best friend steal my girlfriend? Why did my mom, you know, prefer my brother to me? Or they're fearing the future. And so when you're constantly regretting the past, fearing the future, you can't enjoy the present.
For a lot of people, being happy takes some effort. But Todd says it's worth the effort.
It's proven that your kids will be like you. In fact, you'll be the average of the five people you spend the most time with in terms of your happiness levels. So if you say, well, you know what, it's just too difficult for me to change. My parents were like me. Your kids will be like you, too, so change for them.
You can take Todd's 12 Weeks to Living a Happier Life course on his website. It is entirely free. You can link to it from our site, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Almost $112,000 were raised at this year's 50 Men Who Can Cook Cook-Off. And Cal McNeil with the College Station ISD Education Foundation says the grant money will do much more for the schools than simply give purchasing power.
If you can imagine teachers who are fighting to educate young people on a constrained budget, having to do more with much less, I have no idea, and I'm scared to ask, how much of their personal funds they put into those classrooms. And then one day, here comes a bunch of people beating on the drum saying, hey, here's some money. and it just almost rejuvenates the whole campus.
McNeil says the grants show teachers, students, and staff that there are people who believe in and support the school district. He says he knows this year's winners, but his lips are sealed until next month when the Celebratory Grant Patrol will go through the school district awarding prizes. Over the last couple of days, three area men have been arrested for the theft of almost $21,000 worth of retail merchandise. Jacoby Woodard, Damian Parhams, and Kelvin Caldwell, all employees of the Bryan Walmart, allegedly ferreted out electrical items that included Xboxes, laptops, Sony PlayStations, and Nintendo Wiis from the back of the store where they worked. With the help of an observant customer and Walmart management, Bryan police believe the thefts took place from October of 2011 through January of last year. Parhams and Caldwell have both been released on $5,000 bbrons, while Woodard remains in the Brazos County Jail with a bond set at $10,000. A business coordinator supporting the 4-H Foundation at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office has been charged with theft of more than $24,000. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they believe 44-year-old Lorenza Nunez of Navasota committed the thefts from July of 2011 through December of last year.
She was charged with theft by a public servant between $20,000 and less than $100,000, which is a second-degree felony, and it's punishable by a prison term of up to 20 years and or a $10,000 fine. Now, she was also charged with two counts of credit card abuse, which that is a state jail felony, punishable by a prison term of up to 2 years in a state jail facility and or a $10,000 fine.
Barone says Nunez turned herself in on Monday and bonded out at $6,000. He says the case has now been turned over to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. And a flipped ATV caused the death of a Curtin man on Monday. Chief Deputy Sheriff Jim Stewart says they believe 78-year-old Morris Endler's ATV got too close to the embankment of a stock pond, causing the ATV to roll over on top of him.
My deputy was first on scene, got the wife away from the site, took her in the home. While awaiting the arrival of additional deputies, Bryan Fire rolled their paramedics out there, but Mr. Endler had been dead for a while, so they didn't do any life-saving efforts on him.
Stewart says he left his card with the family and offered the department's services in case they need any follow-up assistance. And after a one-year-old drowned in a bathtub at a Caldwell motel last weekend, Julie Moody with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services wants to remind you to keep an eye on your children. Moody says a child can drown in even just 2 inches of water.
It can happen in seconds. A lot of times we think, oh, well, I can run and go answer the phone, or, oh, I'm going to go start dinner while they're playing in the bathtub, but you do need to watch children around water.
Moody says 3 children have already drowned in bathtubs in Texas this year. She says CPS is investigating neglectful supervision of the drowned child's parents, and they have custody of their other child, a 2-year-old. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Are you ready to take the guesswork out of battery shopping? Interstate All Battery Center is your one-stop shop for portable power. Don't waste time going from an electronics store for your laptop to an auto parts store for your truck. Instead, stop by Interstate All Battery Center to find exactly what you need to power everything from your cameras, cell phones, and MP3 players to cordless tools, flashlights, and toys. Bring in your device and our experts will get it running. And for automotive, we're America's number one replacement battery. Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Hey, special deal going on today and tomorrow from your friends at Suddenlink. Today and tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday only, stop by the local Suddenlink office and receive a free install on any new Suddenlink service. You can test drive Suddenlink's TiVo Stream and their brand new TiVo Mini while you're there. The Anyroom DVR, which is powered by TiVo Mini, is only available at Suddenlink. This is a great deal. I mean, TiVo is the best way to DVR anything. I mean, TiVo started it. TiVo has moved it forward. You can pause, playback, live TV right there, and do it in any room. There's hundreds of hours of recording space for you. You can access Pandora and YouTube in any room in your house, and you can also take Suddenlink with you wherever you go with TiVo Stream. That's available. Call today and get up to $150 savings when you ditch the dish and make the switch to Suddenlink. With their SL200 HD TV package, you get free HD and tons of great programming, free video on demand, which will also change the way that you watch television. And with Suddenlink high-speed internet, you'll get the fastest, most reliable connection in the area, all for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. And also, don't forget, there's reliable home phone service from Suddenlink for $25 a month for the rest of your life. But remember, today and tomorrow only, stop by Suddenlink's office. You'll receive a free install of any Suddenlink service that's out there.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
If you can help someone get a meal cooked, to help them put laundry in, you'd be amazed what little things you can do that can make a big difference for someone that can't do it on their own. You can absolutely use the skills that you've already got to make a big difference in the life of a senior. Caregiving is absolutely a great opportunity for people with backgrounds in volunteering. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com. Hear the numbers.
Clouds and showers are pushing south and east out of the area towards the Galveston region. We'll be looking at sunshine developing behind this band of cloudiness today. Highs near 70. It'll be partly cloudy overnight and 50. Tomorrow, clouds will roll in and the sun will disappear in the morning, 75. Cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 60. Lots of clouds for Friday. It'll be warm Friday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's without a doubt the first time that we held them off the scoreboard.
Yeah, we thought last night was going to be a track meet for Aggie baseball. It turned into a defensive struggle, but a win nonetheless for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. We've also got yesterday was back to practice for Aggie football. And they are changing some rules in the NFL. We'll share those with you and more coming up with sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 12-ish minutes.
So, speaking of the NFL, when the 49ers' new stadium opens for the 2014 NFL season, quite likely to have the best publicity, a publicly accessible Wi-Fi network of any sports facility in U.S. America. The plan is to make the network so solid that every one of the 68,500 fans could get online at the same time if they wanted to.
You would think they could just put the antennas in the goalposts since they're in the middle and be done with it.
Yeah, if if you could get the capacity. No, you're right.
I mean, why
That's
not?
True. Yep. The big Wi-Fi network at this year's Super Bowl in New Orleans was installed to allow as many as 30,000 fans to get online. That's 30,000. So they're going to more than double that for this. The offloaded traffic from congested cell phone networks gave fans the ability to view streaming video, do other bandwidth intensive tasks meant to enhance the in-game experience. And wouldn't you want to, after all, because remember, there's basically just 11 minutes of actual game action in your standard
He's not
game.
Lying.
No, that's right. That's really what
each
it is.
Each play lasts an average of seven seconds.
Yep, it's 11 minutes worth of good, clean, healthy American fun the rest of the time. And, of course, remember, because we are U.S. Americans, we must be stimulated and informed for every instant of our existence.
Always.
Got to be there. Got to know that.
Speaking of stimulating.
Yes?
I am doing a project with my daughter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
For their
Wait, are you challenged?
No. I'm bringing this up because it's the first day of spring and it's a quickie.
Okay.
She had to pick something from the state of Texas, i.e. the state flower, the state bird, something to talk about in class.
Okay.
She chose the bluebonnet.
Oh, okay.
And this is for Kat, too. Did you know that the bluebonnet is a legume?
Yes. Did you know that it's a nitrogen affixer?
What's that mean?
It affixes nitrogen in
it
the soil.
It makes cars go faster.
Yeah.
No,
that's nitrous. Sorry.
What does it affix nitrogen to?
It's like clover, basically things that live in the root system. When lightning strikes or it rains, legumes, or bluebonnets and other legumes are the only, as far as I know, of the only plants that are able to collect nitrogen and make it into a sort of palatable the molecule where other plants can absorb it.
A nutrient that could be used.
Yes, and nitrogen is very important for green growth.
Yep, so absolutely.
That's why corn really needs nitrogen. Right. That's what makes it tall.
Makes the grass greener. Well, there you go.
I know more about the bluebonnet now, though, than I really should.
I understand. One of the things that we had to do in school was do a flower notebook. We had to go, because Texas has so many wildflowers,
right?
You would put together a wildflower notebook and turn it in. I mean, this was a big deal.
Do you still have yours?
No, I don't.
But I
received an A++ on it. So I
really?
Was happy with that. Yep.
Was that the only A++ you ever got?
Probably so. Yeah. But the thing that was cool is to make it look good. You had to go get the flowers and then press them and dry them so that they would. I would think that would be
kind of fun, even as a guy, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm hunting.
Yeah, no, it was. It was good stuff, and then ended up with, I think, 4 shades of bluebonnets, and that was cool. And and your grandfather's shaving brush, that thistle, which is cutting that sucker in half was tough. But yeah, and again, we are very blessed in this part of the state. I mean, there are a lot of people in Texas who just don't get to see wildflowers like we do, and you don't have to drive 50 miles to be able to see probably just the one of the most, I'd say, concentrated collections of wildflowers anywhere in the state of Texas.
Well, bluebonnets are up now. I saw them at the Bush Library yesterday.
Yep, they are. They're growing. They're out there and wild. And, of course, they seeded them going into Navasota. They threw the seeds down.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But the other thing is you got to have a little bit of cold weather for the bluebonnets to really look good. They got to get a little freezing.
A little cold and a little wet.
Yep, and it'll do it. So, anyhow. And actually, I'd read someplace, I don't remember where, we may end up kind of having two stages of wildflowers this year. So,
really?
Yeah, we'll see what happens, because we didn't have a lot of freezing weather, but we got some rain early on, and so we'll see.
This is plant talk infomania.
That's it. Yeah, what can I say?
Excellent.
Well, I think we heard this yesterday, and Kevin told us, but the Easter egg roll is on. Oh, God, I was so worried.
Oh, it's back on?
Yeah. It was
we're doing it this weekend here in town, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we are. Yeah, that's going to be going on at the Bush Library, and that's we'll be talking to
the
Will
Bush
King.
Library, where they didn't cancel it.
Yeah.
I'll be the Mick for that.
Oh, well, are you going to be doing the Mick deal?
Okay. I'm the Mick.
Okay. That's... Will King talking about that at the Bush Library. Then also, let's see. Oh, the president's in Israel. Hey.
He just landed, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
I bet his wing is he flew all the way in.
He's awful tired.
His arms are tired. Yeah, okay. Anyway, and we told you he's not going to speak at the Knesset. He's going to speak instead in front of the Israeli people.
I sure wish I could travel to Israel.
Do you? Why?
Yeah. I just want to experience it.
Well, talk to Chase Murphy. He went less than 2 years
ago. That's not going to make me get to go
over
there.
Well, that's true, but I mean, in some
ways. You can live vicariously.
You could go through that. So, let's see. Oh, let me see. And there's still no stopgap spending bill for the Senate. Oh, my God. The government could shut down on March 27th. My chances, bet it probably won't.
How about the Democrats dropping the ban on assault weapons out of the gun control?
Well, that was kind of interesting, wasn't it? Actually, you can pretty much just hang that on Harry Reid. He's the one who pretty well squashed the assault weapon thing. So we'll see. I mean, some of his Democrat buddies aren't happy with him, but Harry is. Harry's quite a supporter for that.
He knows so. Wear his fanny for a hat if he didn't pull that where he's from.
Now, there's a pretty interesting story here, too, which is coming out of Washington. The Hartford Courant reports that the Connecticut governor, that's Daniel Malloy, who's been demanding that state lawmakers pass far tougher gun laws in the wake of what happened at Newtown. But at one time, he had offered a sweet development deal to the company that makes the Bushmaster AR-15.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, he wants their money.
Yep. In fact, the state made a pitch to the Freedom Group just 8 days before the shooting incident. And what was the state willing to do to get the company to move from Madison, North Carolina?
Tons of tax abatements, I'm sure.
Well, a $1 million low-interest loan with up to $550,000 of that loan forgivable, along with the aforementioned tax credits, if the company moved 25 jobs. 25 jobs to Connecticut. I'm guessing the governor is really sorry that story came out.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, I didn't really mean that, so we'll see. And let's see what else. Rand Paul is going to speak at the Lincoln Day Dinner in Cedar Rapids, Iowa on May the 10th. So I guess it's official now. He'll run for president.
Sure.
Because, right? You know.
Duh.
Yeah, do that. All right, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. And we'll talk to Charles Schwartner this morning at 8:15. And right after that, Carl Mooney will be in from the College Station City Council. So those are our interviews this morning, and it's 6:47.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station and Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. Sleeps eight, just $199 a month.
$19,985, 10% down plus TTNL, 5.99% for 120 months, WAC,
stock number 1671. Don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Hi, this is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance, inviting you to our new location at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. You know, W.E. Gibson has been in College Station now for over 11 years, serving the needs of individuals, businesses, and families. Our growth has been phenomenal, and we owe it all to you, our friends and our neighbors who have put their trust in us. I would personally like to say thank you for the past 11 years, and I would like to invite you to stop by or give us a call at 694-1555. We would love the opportunity to show you why we make insurance better.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I've thought about it a lot, and I've decided there are two kinds of people in Texas. There are those people who prefer not to see fences. They're the people who long for the old-time Texas prairies and hillsides. They enjoy looking out over their countryside. And then there are people who really prefer the intimacy of enclosure. Those people appreciate the definition that fences provide to property boundaries, to visibility, even to the responsibility of mowing, edging, and trimming. We're going to examine fences in urban gardens, but you first need to determine whether you're a person who wants to see as little fencing as possible or if you're seeking the more confined feeling. I'll be back with details, Living with Fences, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. You want to begin by making a list of functions that fences perform. It'll be a simple list. It should include enclosure of pets and children, privacy, security, and noise deadening. Some people even install fences just as an aesthetic visual break between one part of a landscape and another. As example, you'll see rail fences erected simply as means of supporting climbing roses. Once you have your list prepared, decide which of those functions is most critical to your family's needs. Then you want to list the various types of fencing that are available to you. As you're doing so, you'll inevitably start considering how each type will perform in meeting the needs that you just prioritized, as well as how they'll compare in cost. Here's some types you might want to consider. Western Red Cedar Wood Fencing. This is the standard company issue fencing of many Texas neighborhoods. It's good on privacy and enclosure, fair on security and sound deadening, and depending on how it's installed and landscaped, fair to good on attractiveness. It'll last 10 or 15 years. It's fairly low priced. Painted or stained pressure treated pine fencing. One example would be old fashioned painted picket fencing. This type of fence can be fair to good on privacy. You could use a double row of pickets, for example, to make it quite difficult to peer through this fence. It's poor to fair on security, as most examples of this fence aren't very tall. It's good on enclosure and attractiveness. Cost is moderate, so is life expectancy. Vinyl fencing has come a long way in its 50 or 60 years of study. Many styles and colors are available, most of them resembling painted wood in look and features. Vinyl fencing looks spectacular. You ought to look into it. Split rail fencing, if you want a rustic look of a Texas hillside, it's great, but it doesn't hold up very well in most Texas landscapes. Welded wire fencing, not to be confused with chain link fencing. This is a fence made from pressure treated lumber and welded wire made for farming. It's beautiful and it holds up well. Then wrought iron fencing is glorious and it will hold up well. It'll be one of the longest lasting things in your landscape. And of course, masonry walls if you really want enclosure. I'm Neil Sperry. Where are these plants now in our next program? Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Four A&M pitchers combined to scatter three hits and two walks in the Aggies' first shutout of the season, a 2-0 win over the Dallas Baptist Patriots last night at Olsen. Here's Coach Childress.
That's without a doubt the first time that we held them as off the scoreboard. I mean, Dan does an amazing job, and it's always a battle every time we play Dallas Baptist, that's for sure, and tonight was no different. Pitching and defense was outstanding. We got a couple of key hits early, and you know, I felt like we did a lot of things good the rest of the night offensively, just didn't have anything to show for it. But really proud of Grayson Long and our bullpen, Menner, coming in and getting his two guys, two really big hitters. And Parker Ray was maybe as sharp as I've seen him since he's been at Texas A&M. There's no question in my mind he was going back out for the eighth. And then Jester came in and was outstanding as well.
The Aggies held Dallas Baptist to 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, including two strikeouts. Aggies are now 15-7. They hit the road to Oxford, Mississippi for a three-game series against number 6 Ole Miss that cranks up this Friday. Aggie football got back after it after a week off for spring break, and according to most reports, the guys were a little rusty, but that's to be expected after the downtime. Here's Coach Sumlin after practice yesterday, thanks to TexAggs.com.
You know, it was warm today, probably 80-some degrees when we started, so that, you know, those guys, that's a heck of a transition with a week off, and who knows what they did on spring break, but probably what everybody did as college students. So I thought it went well. We're out there a little bit longer than usual today, probably 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes, which I thought was good for us. And, you know, we'll go Thursday about the same, and we'll scrimmage Saturday.
Saturday scrimmage, by the way, is open to the public. The NCAA men's basketball tournament has opened in Dayton, Ohio last night, where St. Mary's knocked off Middle Tennessee 67-54 in the play-in round. And in a nail-biter, the other Aggies, North Carolina A&T, nipped Liberty.
In a one-point contest, 73-72, Lamont Middleton misses from the charity stripe. Sanders corrals and gets one last shot. He's off the mark, and the Aggies of North Carolina A&T survive. They get Louisville Thursday in Lexington.
Final score there, 73-72. In the NIT, Dwight Powell had 12 points and 15 rebounds last night, and Stanford edged Stephen F. Austin 58-57 in the opening round. And a down season for the defending national champion, Kentucky. It ended in disappointment. Mike McFadden had two free throws with just over 8 seconds remaining. And the Robert Morris Colonials stunned the defending national champions in the NIT, 59-57. In spring baseball, Melky Cabrera homered in the first inning yesterday, and the Blue Jays beat the Stros 10-6. Alfonso Soriano and Darwin Barney both homered yesterday, and the Cubbies beat the Rangers 5-4. And finally this morning, NFL owners have approved two rule changes yesterday to enhance player safety. The owners outlawed peelback blocks anywhere on the field. Previously, they were only illegal only inside the tackle box. Also banned is overloading a formation while attempting to block a field goal or an extra point. You watch this on TV where everybody's on one side of the line. Defensive teams now have to have 6 players or less on each side of the guy snapping the football. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't get that. I mean, if they want to line up that way for an extra point or a field goal, should be able to do that.
I think it's a compression problem when somebody gets squashed and then there's four guys laying on top of them. They run into some injuries that way.
All right. Well, we have to protect our millionaires, don't we?
And well, the new one is they're talking about changing the rules so running backs can't drop their head like defensive players. So they can't hit anybody with the crown of their helmet or they'll get a penalty.
Okay. We'll be putting flags on them soon.
You're not far from wrong.
All right. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Any business that's been in business for over 60 years, it's a pretty big deal, and it tells you that they pretty well must be doing something right to have been around that long. I mean, a company that's been around for 15 or 20 years, pretty good, but 64 years, I mean, that is a lot. And I'm talking ABC Home and Commercial Services. Now, the Brazos Valley's known ABC Home and Commercial Services and trusted them for years. Bobby Jenkins and all the folks at ABC are the ones to call when it comes to pest control, rodent removal, bed bug control. We never thought we'd have to talk about that, did we? But you do. And boy, I tell you, when it comes to bed bugs, you do need a professional to take care of that. And remember, termite season just around the corner, early spring. So keep ABC's number handy. That number, 361-0500, 361-0500. And if dealing with a locally owned business means something to you, and it does to a lot of people, then remember there's a long track record. You know, I said spring's just around the corner. Spring's here, as a matter of fact. Anyhow, that's ABC Home and Commercial Services, 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no-obligation in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High today about 72 with northeasterly winds, and tonight 49's our low.